WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
This is the Firefly Funhouse, and I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to make experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to have Amazon Prime and it's linked to your Twitch account, that's called Twitch Prime. You can get a free sub with that, guys, and you know what? You should use that here. We'd really love it if you used it here, but if you don't want to, that's fine. Just click the purple button up at the top and you can subscribe for free. It's that simple. And you know, if you want to do something else and follow somebody, you can follow me, twitch.tv/linsward, over on my channel, because I really would appreciate it if you'd follow me. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
She's very shameless about plugging twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward, same as her Twitter.
I mean, it's super easy. You just go click the heart on the channel. That's all you have to do. I won't inundate you with notifications.
I mean, she could if she really wanted to.
I mean, if I really wanted to, I could, yeah.
I mean, that's a thing. Anyway, we're at Wild Talk Radio, at Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, are the Twitter handles that interact with us during the show. You can come to wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/live, or rackradioshow.com, and chat with us there, because we got stuff to get into. We're previewing a pay-per-view tonight.
We are. We're also going to be talking about Fortnite Chapter 2, Season 2. I'll get it right one of these days, because yes, today is a brand new season, guys, and holy crap, they gave us some really cool stuff. It was well worth the wait. So, by the way, hi chat! How y'all doing? I hope you're having a good night. So yeah, so we're going to be talking about that. We've also got news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. So I say we just get into it. Get to the news. Brought to you by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
All right. Well, we're lucky because there's not a lot of really huge news this week. Thank goodness. It was a relatively quiet week in wrestling. Thank goodness. I think the biggest stories are that Shelton Benjamin signed a brand new multi-year extension with WWE, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, cool.
And sadly, Kathy Kelly has left WWE.
But she got a promotion.
She did get a promotion.
She's the fifth member of Undisputed Era now.
The unofficial fifth member of Undisputed Era, but it is on Wikipedia, I think, still. She got a heck of a send-off from Hunter, where they said some really nice things to her and about her on the Facebook show after the pay-per-view, and then Undisputed Era gave her a lovely little send-off by bringing her donuts. So, good luck to her as she moves on in her career. And as they said, it's not goodbye. It's I'll see you down the road.
Exactly.
So, there you go. Congratulations also to MVP, as he's been hired as a backstage producer. So, congratulations to him.
Grats.
And it was announced that NXT UK will have a takeover. It's going to be in Dublin. And it's announced for Sunday, April 26th.
Cool. Another takeover on a Sunday. So Sundays are takeover nights or days now.
I'm not okay with that. I liked it on Saturdays. Like, Saturdays we could cover it and not have to worry about it. And we could just go live and it was fine. And then we would play Fortnite and it was cool. And now they are just completely messing up our schedule.
But this is a UK one, so, you know, it would be during the day, so it's okay.
But they're starting to do that, I think, with NXT in general, where they're moving them off Saturday nights and onto Sunday nights.
And it's not a Hunter decision. He was not happy with it.
I'm not either. I'm with Hunter. Put it back on Saturdays, mainly because all of us have to go to work the next day.
So, yeah, bring it back to Saturdays. It's easier on Saturday. It's much more fun on a Saturday.
And in terms of a, you know, fun thing to watch, or could be a fun thing to watch, WWE announced that they have a brand new docuseries coming out. The Future of WWE, the FCW story. So that should be really, really interesting to watch, because a lot of the current talent who are on top right now came through FCW.
Yep.
So this is the pre-NXT developmental and kind of the creation of NXT probably, and how that all happened. So we should get some interesting fun things.
If you have not seen Ruthless Aggression, it's really cool on the network too.
Yeah, that's very good as well. That talks about that awkward period between like 2002 and 2003, I think all the way up to 2004, where basically a lot of the top stars that we had in the past
left,
and people had to step up and people had to make a name for themselves, and it talks about how those people did it. So it's definitely well worth the watch if you've never seen it, so check it out.
It's always fun to hear people say Ruthless Aggression.
Gotta put the bass in the voice and get the growl. Yeah. Gotta get the Vince growl.
Yeah.
That totally ruins the transition I had for this, but last but certainly not least, if you want some toys, if you're into the toys, collecting the plastics there, Jazzwares and AEW have announced that they are starting the first ever AEW toy line. It's going to be called AEW Unrivaled, and the first 5 figures in the series will be Cody, the Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Jericho. They have released pictures of the figures, and they all look really, really nice. They did 3D face scans of them. They're very articulated. If you don't know who Jazzwares is, they are the guys that did like the Fortnite figures. They've done several other series. They're a very reputable company. And the figures look really nice. They look really well done. So if you're interested in collecting the AEW toys, you should go buy them when they're out. It's not announced when they're coming out yet, though, right?
Jazzwares is a global leader in play in All Elite Wrestling, AEW, the new professional wrestling league that has taken America by storm, or tag teaming on AEW's first line of action figures and role play collectibles, featuring AEW World Champion Chris Jericho, Cody, Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, John Moxley, and more. The new AEW Unrivaled line will be on display at Jazzwares booth Toy Fair New York on February 22nd to 26th, and will hit retail later this year. AEW Unrivaled collectible action figures will boost 25 points of articulation, real 3D scan likenesses, and variety of accessories and authentic ringwear. With multiple waves per season, fans collect the stars of TNT's new popular weekly show, AEW Dynamite, including MJF, Darby Allin, Dr. Britt Baker, Brittany Rhodes, Hangman Page, Jurassic Express, and many more. Each wave will include limited edition and rare variants to add to the chase and elation to every release. Other authentic items for fall 2020 will include the AEW Unrivaled Action Ring to play and display unrivaled figures and the AEW World Championship title belt, with even more formats and innovations in development for future seasons. AEW has quickly become one of the most provocative, engaging, and relevant wrestling brands of all time. I rolled my eyes when I said that. It is league embraced by generations of fans and collectors in a genre with a huge appetite for authentic product, said the EVP of Jazzwares. We plan to build out the kind of program that appealed both to display and collector, and also to younger fans who want a tangible way to play and interact with their heroes. Okay? It's called I Have a Press Release They Send Me, So I Read Things.
Yeah, he'll read it word for word. He's good for stuff like that.
Because they send me stuff, so I read it. So
it's better he reads it than I read it, because I will mess it up.
So, you know, so they continue to send me more things.
There you go.
So if you want your press release read on air, I will read it word for word.
And no profanity.
And not always roll my eyes when I read some lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they look really cool. Can't wait to see what they put out. And we'll see them in full live detail at the New York Toy Fair this weekend.
Yeah, should be interesting to see what the actual figures look like in the photographs versus studio shots where they can be retouched and everything else. So, should be interesting. Fortnite?
Yeah, let's get into some Fortnite Battle Royale, the Ultimate Battle Royale experience.
All right, so after many months of waiting for a new season, because it's been delayed, and we didn't know when it was coming, and then we knew when it was coming, and today was the day that it finally showed up. Chapter 2, Season 2 has arrived, and it's cool as hell. We're going to show it to you on Fortnite with friends so everybody can see it, but in terms of what Epic has done, they have, as always, outdone themselves with this season. It's basically like a spy versus spy type situation, so it has this really cool like 60s vibe to it from the spy movies and like Bond and everything. And so they have these like agents that you can recruit, and there's like a cute little gamer girl, and then there's a guy named Midas who's like King Midas, and his hands are dipped in gold, but you know what? Anything he touches turns to gold, so any weapon he touches becomes gold. Your name becomes gold when you play a game with him. Like, that's cool as hell.
Yeah, it does.
There's also a big beefy skin. There's a customizable skin just for you where you do challenges and you unlock pieces to customize her exactly how you'd like her. So it's a make your own skin situation. That's pretty badass.
Her name is Maya, I believe.
Her name is Maya. You've got your explosions expert, she's got a little comic filter that she can throw on herself. And I think that's all of them. And then, oh, wait, how could I forget? How could I forget Agent Peely? They put Peely in a tux, y'all.
Yeah, it's Brutus, TNT, TNTina, Meowskulls are some of the
names. Cat. We forgot the cat. I have a theory about the cat.
What's your theory about the cat?
The cat is not straight. I'm just going to say that.
The cat likes to play with all kinds.
And I'm pretty sure he's with the Goldfinger dude. I think they're hooking up. I'll explain why. I have a whole theory. It's one day. It's not even one day. And I've already gone there with it. Sure, yeah. Like, Epic gave that to me, by the way.
Yeah. They brought back... We have key cards to enter certain buildings. You have the Boombos back in a different variety. They're mythic weapons now. The drum cut is back in a Midas form into gold one. There's propane tanks. There's decoy grenades that go around.
There's disguising, so like you can hop into a phone booth and you can throw on a disguise, and you can run around the map in a disguise. There's actual like AI at some of the locations, which isn't anything new, except they're henchmen, right? So they're guarding, like, there's a facility called the Grotto that's an entire underground facility in the side of a mountain. They're guarding that. They're guarding the boat that's sitting offshore up by Steamy. They're guarding the brand new Shark Island, which is pretty badass. And you have to, like, enter, I think, on the oil rig that's out there, too. Like, and they can be anywhere on the map. But you can kill these guys, you can get their weapons, but if you kill one in particular, I think it's the boss, technically, you get a little key card that you can go into a vault, and you can get some big boy loot in the vault. It's pretty sick. But it's just another dynamic to the game that just makes things really insane if you do a hot drop. It's exciting, guys. There's also, like, little secret shadow bases everywhere. And it's basically ghost versus shadow. And it's really interesting how they don't necessarily say one way or another who's good and who's bad.
Because they're both good and they're both bad.
Yeah. So it's like one, you don't know who's who, but it's like, it's basically, the black and white spy versus spy stuff. So it's really cool. And there's something else. I'm trying to remember. There's something. Oh, wait. Yeah, there's Deadpool, too.
Yep, Deadpool's in the game.
Deadpool's going to be in the game.
He's going to be the secret skin for the season.
They just, like, threw him just casually in the trailer, and they got the rights to Deadpool. And he's front and center. There's even little challenges to do for him. I'm not sure to either unlock him or what, but there's Deadpool challenges in the game, too.
There's even a challenge Brent can do. So Brent was struggling last week with one of his challenges to remember to do something. One of the Deadpool challenges, you don't thank the bus driver.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
Brent struggled thanking the bus driver last week.
Which is kind of rude, dude. Like, the bus driver hauls you everywhere. You should be able to at least thank them.
But now there's a challenge where you don't have to thank the bus driver. Yeah, Brent, it's a thing. It's a challenge. You did struggle. Tell me I'm wrong. You didn't struggle with it. Just saying. You did. You'd be like, damn it, I forgot to do it again. What? It's true. It's a reality. These are facts, sir. These are facts. But no, this is a really cool season. There's a lot of hiding spots on this map.
Which makes me so goddamn happy. Like, one of the coolest features of the map, at least to me, is they've set up the air conditioning vents in a lot of the buildings to make it so you can walk through the vents. So you can sneak around the building in an air conditioning vent. Now, you still make a lot of noise, but what's really cool is in certain parts of the vents and certain buildings, there's areas that you can't access through any other means, unless you like break the wall or some crap like that. So there's hiding places, and if you don't know where they are, or if other people don't know where they are and you do, you can hide in the building while everything else goes down around you. Now obviously people will find you eventually, and that kind of thing as people work their way out the map, but it's like just going into the different buildings, they're set up to have covert little hiding spots and everything else, and it's really neat how they did it. Like, I really love how they did it.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Like, I don't want to get into the battle pass because we're going to show that on stream, but the battle pass is
pretty
well
cool.
Worth the money.
It is. And when you buy your battle pass, use credit code RocketSock and Fortnite item shop, because that's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Ding! Let's rock. I don't know if I'll rock this season. I don't know. Somebody already got their umbrella for the season. Not looking at anyone.
Why do you mean? What?
It's day one and he got it.
It took me two games. What do you want?
He left us. He didn't even wait for us. He went and got it on his own.
Am I not allowed to play a solo? Am I not allowed to play a solo game?
You're allowed to play a solo game, but like, you didn't even wait for the rest of us to get your goddamn umbrella.
But, oh, so
you had to get it first.
So I had to, I was not allowed, I can play a solo game, but I'm not allowed to win a solo game.
Not before the rest of us get the umbrella. Like, dude!
What?
Rude. It was so rude.
How's it rude?
You didn't wait for us. We would have waited for you.
Of course you would.
Yeah. Duh.
Right. Exactly. Anyway. Yes.
Anyway.
It was me. I got the umbrella. That's the deal.
But yeah, if you were bored with last season and you've kind of turned off the game, I would highly recommend going back in and at least checking this out and running around the map and playing around the map, because it's like they have new points of interest. They've brought a lot of the old weapons back. They've got a lot of different dynamics. It's just all really cool. The other thing is they have vaulted traps. Those are gone, at least for right now. And it is my deepest sadness to say that they may have vaulted llamas. There are no more buddies, at least in Battle Lab and at least in Creative that I can tell. They're gone. They've also split apart Battle Lab and Creative, so Playground is once again its own entity and Creative is Creative, which I think will help the Creative servers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that may have been part of the problem with the Creative servers.
Possibly.
Was it was all in there together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there are no more buddies. I'm so sad. What am I supposed to do now, guys? Like, I actually have to play the regular game. This sucks.
Brent's mad about this.
Yeah, sorry to break it to you like this, Brent. We would have preferred to do it on air with you here, but it's better this way. You can cry in private now. So yeah, there's no word on if they're going to bring the buddies back or not. Nobody really knows anything because the patch notes have not dropped yet. And they've also, for the time being, which pisses me off, disabled party assist. So there's no party assist right now, but supposedly that is coming back.
Yeah.
They had a problem with it working correctly, and so they disabled it while they correct the issues, and then I think they're going to push an update, and then it should be fine, hopefully. But if they don't give us party assist back, I will be really upset. Because there's so many kill challenges. There's so many chat. I can't do them on my own. I need help.
She needs me.
I need him to go, like, eliminate stuff. Because he enjoys doing that kind of thing. I don't like doing that. It's not my thing. So, yeah. So, like I said, it's very cool. You'll get to see it here in a little bit. After we get done with this show, we're going to round the squad up. And we're all going to go into the game together. And have a good time together. So, that being said, XFL?
No. Before we get to XFL, we forgot one thing in the news.
What did we forget?
This.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm mad at him for this. How dare he? Like, how dare he do this?
Go ahead.
This man is a gift to the world. He is the sweetest, most gentlest, most strongest boy ever. Like, how could you do this, Brent? How could you hurt him? What has he done to you? Nothing. Except been his lovable, smiling self. And you just had to hurt him. I hope you're happy with yourself. Because Brent hurt Tyler Bate.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Also, apparently Samoa Joe got injured. Injured while filming a commercial. He had his head on a bad table break. And now he's out injured.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Damn it, Brent. This is why we can't have nice things.
Alright, now we go to the XFL.
So, all right, this was an interesting weekend of football. I feel like this wasn't, at least a couple of these games were not the best games. Like, I'm just going to get out of the way right now. The Dallas Renegades versus the Los Angeles Wildcats was a boring game for about three quarters. I almost fell asleep twice. And then they started playing football. But I have to give Landry Jones, like, all the credit in the world. He is the quarterback for the Dallas Renegades. And he was very classy. He basically took ownership of the fact that he wasn't playing well and it wasn't anybody else's fault. And he was just saying, I have to play better. And he started playing better. Like, he started doing better and they were able to beat, Los Angeles and win the game. But he was like, it's on me that we play badly because I wasn't doing my job. And the reason why I bring this up is in direct contrast, in the DC Defenders game where they faced the New York Guardians, the quarterback for the Guardians,
Matt McGloin,
was not as classy, and basically he trashed the coach, he trashed the coordinators, he trashed the team going into halftime and saying that it was all their fault that they were losing. And it had nothing to do with him. And he ended up getting his ass benched for the rest of the game when they came back out for halftime because the coach found out what he said. So.
Well done.
Go Landry Jones.
Well done.
Way to set an example. New York seems to have a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of do.
Like, DC's got it together. They know what's up. They know what's going on. They have a team.
DC is going to be a really strong team.
Seattle has a team. I feel like Seattle's still working on some, like, cohesion things. Same thing with Tampa Bay. But Seattle's got a team. Tampa Bay, if they could get their stuff together and they could figure out an offense, I feel like they could be a really strong team because they have a good defense. Mm-hmm. They just don't necessarily have the offense. Dallas and LA both need a lot of love. Like, they're okay, but they're not the best.
Dallas has an offense, but they gotta learn to, you know, get started a little earlier.
And then there's Houston. Holy crap. Houston's got a team, y'all.
They're gonna be scary.
Their quarterback. Who's their quarterback? I'm trying to remember
Walker.
His name.
Walker?
Oh, holy crap. This man, combined with Cam Phillips, is ridiculously scary.
Yeah.
Like, that is a winning combination right there. And it is, because the Houston Roughnecks beat St. Louis 28-24. And it wasn't that tight for a while because Walker just kept hitting Cam Phillips for touchdowns.
All three touchdowns went to him, so.
Yeah, and I mean, he just, it was amazing to watch this game. It was super exciting to watch, really enjoyable. And St. Louis has a very good team as well. So it's like Houston, St. Louis, and I would say DC are all right up there at the top. And then, like, I would say Seattle and...
That's sort of about it.
Seattle's kind of right under that, and then there's sort of, like, everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
So, the scores were for weekend. The DC Defenders beat the New York Guardians 27-0. The Seattle Dragons beat the Tampa Bay Vikings, the Vipers 17-9. The Dallas Renegades beat the LA Wildcats 25-18. As mentioned, the Houston Roughnecks 28, the St. Louis Battlehawks 24.
So, super excited for this weekend. Can't wait to see it because I am actually going to get to see all the games this weekend. Yay!
Root.
I had to go back and watch highlights of the other games. But yeah, so this week, coming up, week three, we have the Houston Roughnecks taking on the Tampa Bay Vipers. I'm going to call them the Vikings. Is that right? The Dallas Renegades are taking on the Dragons. And what's interesting is with the Dragons, they're playing in the same stadium that the Seahawks play.
Yeah.
And the fans are behind them. And they got loud.
They're loud.
They are super loud. So... both of those games are on Saturday. Dragons are playing at home and the Vipers are playing at home. And then on Sunday, you have the Guardians taking on the Battlehawks in St. Louis. And then you have the DC Defenders heading out to sunny LA to take on the Wildcats. So, should be a fun weekend of football.
Should be.
Because yay football.
Yay football.
And if you haven't checked out the XFL, I would strongly recommend checking it out. And if they'd like to sponsor us, we would be more than happy to accept that sponsorship.
Exactly. NXT?
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
This was a solid show.
Okay, I'm just going to call this show what it was. This was the I don't care what's going on in the ring at the moment. I'm going to air my grievances show.
Yeah.
That's what this was, because you had, like, Bianca Belair come out in the middle of a goddamn match to call out Charlotte Flair. And then you had Tommaso Ciampa come out before a match
and just
beat a dude up.
Austin Theory. Oh, yeah. So, Tommaso beat up Austin Theory. He was cutting his promo. He said, not now, not now. He should always, you know, been, you know, focused on Johnny, and it's his fault, you know. He forgot. He was too focused. And also, Theory's in the ring, and, well, he kept getting closer to Ciampa, and Ciampa was like, nope. And then he beat the crap out of him.
I mean, to be fair, Ciampa did warn Theory. Ciampa was like, dude, not tonight. Not now. Because it's like, on Sunday, he lost Goldie, and Gargano betrayed him. And so he's like, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to play any games. I just want to get this out and I just want to leave. And Austin Theory, being a new guy in NXT, is like, hey, there's a former champion right in front of me. He's one of the top guys in NXT. I bet if I beat him up, that's going to help me make a name for myself. And he ended up getting punched in the face several times because Tommaso Ciampa was like, I told you no. Now I'm going to tell you why it was no with my fists.
So
he took some of his frustrations out on Austin Theory.
Yeah. So it was Kaden Carter and Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green trying to get her win back after, you know, blowing it against Kaden Carter a few weeks ago. Bianca gets in the ring. I'm going to let y'all finish, but here's the deal. She didn't go here, and I don't care whether it's here or there. I'm going to whoop Charlotte Flair's ass.
I'm here for this. I want to see that. Give me that match.
Give me it on the next day.
I would pay money to see Bianca Belair beat the crap out of Charlotte Flair. I honestly would. Because I have full faith that she could.
Chelsea was able to get her win back, by the way.
The other match was fine. Like, the Kaden Carter-Chelsea Green match, that was fine. She was really happy. But the bigger moment was Bianca Belair being like, I've had enough of this. I'm going to call you out. I don't care what's going on. And that was brilliant.
Jordan Devlin successfully retained his Cruiserweight Championship over Leo Rush.
In a really good match.
Good match.
I like that they're showcasing Devlin and the Grizzled Young Veterans on this show. It's really nice.
We had the Grizzled Young Veterans beat Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde.
It was solid.
Solid match. The Bruiserweights beat Birch and Lorcan. Good match.
Okay, so my favorite thing about this was... they come out, and they're celebrating in the crowd, and they get in the ring, and Matt Riddle's like, bro, where's the golf cart? And Pete's like, you lost it.
You got it and impound it.
You got it and pound it. So we get the explanation for where the golf cart is. Reality is probably on a truck on its way back right now, but...
And the trophy violated the NXT wellness policy and suspended for 30 days.
Because it partied a little too hard. Like, Pete can party. He's a machine. We all know Matt Riddle's reputation, but the trophy, man, the trophy got dinged. It's very sad.
It's very sad. Yeah.
It's a clever, it was a really clever way
to say everything is still on its way back from Portland. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not here. It wouldn't fit on the plane. Here we are. So that was good. And the match between them was really good as well. I really enjoyed that.
It was a fun match. We had Keith Lee destroy Kona Reeves in 10 seconds.
Poor Kona.
Then Dijak came out. He talked about the match on Sunday. He listed all the reasons why he lost. He said Lee said that Dijak is saying a bunch of ifs, but Lee won the match. Lee said he agrees and that's always up for a challenge and maybe they'll fight again. It was what it was. So the show opened. Austin, Roderick Strong came out. He's not very happy with what happened. Tommaso, Adam Cole wasn't happy either, but here we are. There's still the measuring stick. He called out Dream. Dream showed up like voiceover on the screen and basically he's going to do it for Marina tonight, which led to our main event. Dream and Strong. Solid match. Dream got the win. Undisputed Era tried to help out. Backfired.
Yep. I mean, I enjoyed this. I thought this was very well done. I liked how Dream was messing with him when he was giving his promo. And they were out there, you know, basically saying, we're going to get our gold back. Dream's like, oh, no, you don't. I like the graphic that they're using for Dream. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And how he's sort of like grown the character and morphed into an almost like Jimi Hendrix feeling type character. So really liking that and enjoying that. And yeah, it's just good to have Dream back.
He also wrestled in a onesie until the end where he revealed his tights where Marina's on his crotch and ass.
Very clever. Very nice tribute to Rick Rude.
Yep. So that was NXT.
That was NXT. I mean, it was a very solid show. I enjoyed it.
And they had no monumental, iconic moments that will go down in the history of professional wrestling.
Wait. We forgot something.
What?
How could we forget it?
What?
The fallout from the hypothetical. How could we forget that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2 weeks. Cage match.
So, Dakota Kai and Raquel are backstage, and they're being interviewed, and they're talking about how, you know, in the history of the history, because, you know, Raquel came out and saved Dakota Kai from Tegan Nox, that, like, she can fully trust her now, and she's got her back more than anybody has ever had her back ever, including Tegan. Which I'm like, wow, you are a really trusting person to, like, for one run-in. Because the whole reason why Raquel ran in on the match and saved Tegan Nox was she's seen people get, you know, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity before her, and she's been here longer than them, and she was upset about that. And then she saw Dakota gets cast aside, essentially, and she's been such a little trooper through everything, and how dare everybody turn her into an outcast because, you know, she beat the crap out of her best friend with a knee brace and her foot. So, you know, she's going to stand by her new friend's side and support her.
There you go. And the case ends in 2 weeks.
William Regal was like, and basically I think it was, we're untouchable is what they were saying. And Regal was like,
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one, but let's talk about that for a second. Because yeah. I want this over with. I want this sorted out. So we're going to do a cage match to make sure there is no outside interference. And he gives him this little smile and he just walks off. I love William Regal so much.
There you go. And as we go to break, this Friday night on SmackDown, thanks to Twitter, the Bella Twins will be there to make us some sort of major announcement.
Wonder what that could be. I don't know.
So there you go. Thank you, Ashley, for that on Twitter.
So thanks, Ashley. So yeah, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about WWE Crown Jewel. Yeah, or Super Showdown. I'm sorry, Super Showdown. It's one of those.
The Saudi Show.
The Saudi Show. Whatever it's called, the Saudi Show. We're talking about that. We know we're early, but it's on a Thursday, so we don't have a choice. Everybody, take a quick break. Go grab something to drink. Go grab a snack. Whatever. And you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
The vision. Who said the motivation's all wrong?
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo, please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com. Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Did you know you can use support a creator code? Rock and sock in the Fortnite item shop. That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hashtag epic partner.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and you happen to have Twitch Prime available, please go up, click the purple button up at the top of the screen, and subscribe to the channel. It's easy and it's free. And if you also have time, you know, go follow twitch.tv/LensWard. Would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for that. So,
before you say anything,
mm-hmm.
Super Showdown, what's the one about, like, the Saudi shows and whatnot, that has a really good theme song.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who's doing their music selections lately, but they've been on point.
That's When Legends Rise, really good song.
Yeah, they've been picking some good music here lately.
Anyway,
so I don't know who does their music selection, but whoever it is,
good job.
Good job.
GG's in the chat for that.
Yeah, and I like how it's all metal to Police Hunter.
Well, you know,
like you. So anyway, tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, Trevor May. What are the dumbest Fortnite challenges you've ever heard of, i.e. the no build challenge, the no kill challenge, etc.? Thom W replies, the Houston challenge. You know, you get to know your opponents or what your opponents are doing, so you know how to beat them.
Okay.
Ow.
Clever, clever.
Very, very, very clever. So, Kelly Dunlop, who is Courage's sister, says, I love Jack's new doll, and it's his Lamo, right? And then she takes it, and she chucks it down the hall. And he's just sitting there like, why would you do that? Lamo replies with, I felt that yeet from here.
Yeah, yeet.
They then followed it up with a yeet gif of Rafiki chucking Simba. Their mother sends laughing, crying emojis to it, and Courage follows it all up and wraps it all with, why the hell does this have 1,000 likes? I'm heated, LOL.
She got 1,000 likes, bunch of followers, he said.
11,000 likes. It's currently up to almost 20,000 likes.
And she got 11,000 followers out of it.
Yep, so go her. Dr. Lupo responds with, is it weird that the Jack you threw and the real Jack are the same height? And she responds with, you know, I thought the same thing when I took it out of the box. When your brother is famous, you give him all the shit in the world.
Exactly.
As you should, because that's what siblings do.
Indeed.
All right.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. All
right, because I only have a couple too. WWE Fox, we're pretty sure It's Bailey felt the glow, hashtag SmackDown. No, I felt two kicks to my head, so I felt actual shoes, stupid. Well played. Kathy Kelly, so who's going to let me use their WWE Network password for the next pay-per-view?
Aw, Kathy.
Comic Book Now goes, Burger King is testing a sandwich with nothing but french fries.
Yep. Why?
It's the thing. This tweet has 280,000 likes. Wendy's, when literally anything would be better on a bun than their beef.
Well, I mean, you know, they just murdered them in one tweet, so I see why.
Okay. So this is a meme that's been going around on Twitter, okay? That people have been replying to. If your vagina or penis was named after the TV show, last TV show / movie you watched, what would it be? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rob Schomburger.
Oh, God.
Raw.
Close the internet. Rob just won it.
Dr. Lupo. Charlie, do crocodiles lay eggs? This is Dr. Lupo. Yep, just like chickens. Charlie, do they poop it out, but it comes out clean? Mrs. Dr. Lupo, something like that. Dr. Lupo, I love my son. All right, that's all I got.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be at that age again where it's like, it's that age of discovery and you know nothing about the world and its problems and it's just, everything is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really wish we could go back to that.
Yeah.
But we can't.
We cannot.
We cannot. So, all right. We are talking WWE Super Showdown. Like I said before the break, we understand that this is way early. We have not seen tomorrow's SmackDown. We have not seen Raw. So we are basing these predictions off what we have seen. And the reason why we are doing this is because the show is next Thursday. So we're actually going to try to recap the show on next Thursday's show. And we don't do anything Rack-related in between. The Rack Extra does not count because that's Miz and Mrs. So
available Wednesdays right here at RackRadioShow.com.
Ding! And obviously we're not going to do it on the Raw Post Show. So
this is what you get.
This is what you get. So if we miss anything, if anything happens to this, if you're listening to this on the replay, really, really sorry, but we have not seen tomorrow's SmackDown, which is the 21st, and we have not seen Raw on the 24th. I should know that. I should know what Monday is. I should know the date for that, because I have to do something that day. But anyway, so
if there's update,
full disclaimer, full disclosure.
Plus, if there's other matches, we will tweet out our picks.
Yeah, we will. We'll make sure we get all that information out if they establish any other matches. But the card is pretty much locked in at this point. So we are going to start with the very first match. And we have no idea what's going to be on the pre-show, what's not. This is just in a random order. So we'll be talking about that just as the matches come. So it's not pre-show or regular show. It's just there's the match. So anyway, the SmackDown Tag Team Championships are on the line as New Day are taking on Miz and Morrison.
So I feel like it's a little too early to put the belts on Miz and Morrison. Miz and Morrison, more than Miz, has had the number of the New Day in the last few weeks. Morrison's being both Kofi and Big E. I feel like a tag title change is coming, but I think this match ends in probably a disqualification. Miz and Morrison getting the win, New Day retaining. That's my thoughts and opinions. Your thoughts and opinions?
See, I have the exact opposite thought. I feel like you're going to have Miz and Morrison pull an upset on New Day and beat them. Because you do have them on a roll, and to continue their momentum, you go ahead and you put the tag titles onto them, especially heading into Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania. Because here's the thing, if you have them win the titles, you can burn the rematch on Elimination Chamber, which I think is in like 2 weeks after Super Showdown, or something ridiculously crazy like that. So they're basically going to redo Super Showdown on Chamber with a few variations. So if this match makes it onto Elimination Chamber, I feel like it would be a rematch. So it's like, yeah, you could have Miz and Morrison win by DQ, but you don't really have another reason, I feel like, to give them a tag title shot. So I can more see Miz and Morrison win the titles here, and then New Day gets their rematch in 2 weeks at Chamber.
Okay, so I'm going Miz and Morrison by DQ. You're going Miz and Morrison win clean. 8-Ball, does Miz and Morrison win the titles? Tells me the answer.
Oh, it's going to be like that tonight.
8-Ball. Let me copy and paste. 8-Ball. Yes. The win. There you go.
Okay. There you go. Up next, we have the Raw Tag Team Championships on the line as Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy take on the Street Profits. I don't want to pick against my boys because I love the Street Profits, but at the same time, I don't see them taking the belts off of Rollins and Murphy anytime soon.
This is a way to get Seth Rollins on the show and having him in a match. This is a way to get the Street Profits on the show and having them have a match. Because Kevin Owens is not traveling to Saudi. I think he's come out and said he's not doing the travel. So this is why we're doing a tag match and not some sort of 8-man thing.
Yeah, he has declined. He has politely declined to appear at the show.
Rollins and Murphy retain. Going to be a good match, but Rollins and Murphy retain.
I feel like if there's going to be any shenanigans, it's going to be in this match versus the New Day Miz Morrison match. I can see...
You could have AOP interfere.
You're going to have AOP interfere. Like, I can see some... Here's the thing. I can see Rollins and Murphy retaining, but for some reason, I feel like the Street Profits are going to win by DQ.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like the Street Profits should eat the loss. Because Rollins and Murphy can. Like, they're doing the Cowardly Hurt heel thing, so it works for them.
So you're going Street Profits by DQ?
I'm going Street Profits by DQ.
I'm going Rollins and Murphy straight up win. Hey, 8-Ball, will the Street Profits win the tag team titles? It is certain. All right. Next.
So you have the women competing at Super Showdown, where Bayley is defending her championship against either Carmella or Naomi. That will be decided tomorrow night on SmackDown. I don't think either way matters because I believe Bayley is going to retain.
I think Carmella gets the title match, and it's because I think Bayley cost Naomi the match, giving it to Carmella. So it's Bayley Carmella in Saudi with Bayley getting the win.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Because Naomi is going to be the Mania match.
Yeah, they're setting Naomi up to be at Mania and probably win the title at Mania. I believe in her hometown,
home state.
Home state, at the very least. So that will be extremely exciting for her. That said,
this is awesome that they're going to be on the show, and it's going to be a little bit more than an exhibition, which I'm surprised at. I thought if they got on the show, it would have been an exhibition. But
I feel like they're when I say they, I mean WWE is very slowly working with the government to do a full show. And I think the government understands that the female performers do have and do bring a certain special something to the show. Now, that being said, I don't think they're going to go super duper hard on this match. I think it will be, it's not going to be the exhibition, but I don't think it's going to be the all out barn burner that it could be. Just because they're probably still very limited in terms of what they're able to do. But every time they go back, they get a little bit more freedom to do what they want to do, especially when it comes to the women. So we'll have to see what it is this time.
And to talk about Le Mans, I think they're avoiding Bayley, Sasha right now because of Sasha's health.
Yeah, Sasha's technically, from all rumored accounts, injured. So
we'll
I don't think she's even going.
We'll see. He was more talking about for like a mania. That's like, I think they're just waiting on her health. We'll see. We'll see, though. We'll see. 8-Ball, will Bayley retain in Saudi? Better not tell you. So that's a no. Okay.
I mean, honestly, I would rather see Bayley versus Naomi at Mania than Bayley versus Sasha again at Mania. And I love Bayley and Sasha, and they always do a great match together, but we've seen it. Like, I don't think I've seen Bayley and Naomi in a long, long time, if ever. So that's a little bit more appealing to me.
Okay. And she, yes, she did film something for the Star Wars thing, but I also have heard she's hurt somewhat, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see where she goes.
All right,
I mean, it's anybody's guess.
What's next?
All right, you have the, I can't say that word, Trophy Gauntlet match where you have AJ Styles taking on Andrade, taking on Bobby Lashley, taking on R-Truth, taking on Eric Rowan, taking on Rusev.
Okay, it's not going to be Rusev. It's not R-Truth. It's not Eric Rowan. It's not Bobby Lashley. Brings you down to AJ and Andrade.
Is Andrade going to be...
Andrade's back. That will be his first day back.
Okay, I was going to say, because he's suspended.
But his 30 days are up then. Because they have there's 31 days in January, so you can move everything up by a day. I think just in time.
They're going to get him in just in time. So, you know what? Honestly, I feel like it's going to be AJ Styles.
Yeah, it's gonna be AJ based on where he's headed. Because now Gallows and Anderson will have a cup. He'll have a cup.
Everybody will have a cup.
So I'm going AJ Styles. You going AJ Styles?
I'm going AJ Styles.
Hey, 8-Ball, will R-Truth win the trophy? I look good.
All right, there you go. A steel cage match. You have Roman Reigns taking on King Corbin.
Hey, 8-Ball, will Roman Reigns win in a steel cage? Outlook not so good. April's going King Corbin. I'm going Roman Reigns, and I'm not talking anymore about this match.
Yeah, Roman Reigns
for
the win.
Next match.
WWE Championship. Brock Lesnar taking on Ricochet. I want Ricochet to win so bad, but he's not. And it hurts. It just hurts. Like, it makes me cry that, like, he's going to get a title shot, and it's not a serious one. It's a joke title shot because we all know Brock's going to win. They're not going to take the title off of him before Mania. They're not going to do it.
Brock Lesnar wins. It's cool. Ricochet gets a title match, but they're not giving it any thought. It's not giving
okay,
any attention.
Okay, all right. Let's play a different game. How long do we think the match is going to last?
Hold on. Will Brock Lesnar retain? I have to do it again because it's probably too fast. I look good. Okay. The match go ahead.
I'm seeing calls for 30 seconds.
I will say the match will last 47 seconds. Actually, no. I'll give it 2 minutes and 47 seconds. 2:47.
I'm going to say it goes at least like a minute. Okay. Here's the thing. So it's a match in Saudi. So I feel like he's going to go a little bit longer than he normally would just because they need to fill the time on the show.
But that's what the call-in's for.
I know that, but Brock's being paid a lot of money to go over there, and he just can't fly out right after he's done like he normally does.
Lindsay, do I need to remind you about Crown Jewel?
No, you do not need to. I'm going to say a minute, 15.
Because I can tell you about Crown Jewel.
I remember Crown Jewel.
2 minutes and 10 seconds, Cain Velasquez and Brock Lesnar.
But that was Cain Velasquez. He's much more beefy than Ricochet.
But it was 2 minutes and 10 seconds. That's why I'm giving him 2:47. So what you're going with?
I'm going with like a minute 15.
Okay, Brent, write these down.
We've also had calls from chat for 30 seconds.
There you go.
So
there you go. Write them down. All right, what's next?
If you want to tweet us the time, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rec Radio Show, at Lins Ward on Twitter to tweet your time. for the length of the match, because we all know Brock's winning, so at least we think Brock's winning, so tweet your time of how quick this is going to be over, and hopefully Ricochet gets a real title shot at some point, because it still makes me cry that he's getting this. But it's good for him because it gets him on TV, so.
Speaking of matches that will not last long, our main event.
I don't want this.
Okay.
Why?
It is the Universal Championship, the Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Bill Goldberg. Okay.
No.
Okay. Bray Wyatt has been fantastic as the newscaster. Him doing the parody of the NWO was fantastic on SmackDown last Friday.
I feel like there was a missed opportunity to have the Fiend attack Hulk Hogan.
But Hogan wasn't there, so he couldn't.
Well, he lives in Florida. He could drive Hogan's house.
Speaking of Hogan's house, that totally was Hogan's house, or it was the shop he owns.
It was his surf shop. But, no, I feel like it was a mixed opportunity, since it's all pre-taped anyway and it doesn't matter, to have the Fiend attack Hogan. Hulk Hogan and beat up Hulk Hogan, especially with Bray Wyatt there and watching, because we've established that the Fiend and Bray Wyatt can be in two different places at one time through the magic of video editing.
And legit, you didn't even need him to show up. You could just do like the flashing and you hear screaming and you just hear the Fiend laughing.
Yeah, that's all you really needed to do, was you have the Fiend basically mess Hogan up. Because it's a little irritating that like Goldberg made the challenge via satellite and he wasn't there last week.
But he's there this Friday on the go-home. He's going to be on the go-home show.
Yay
for that. All right. Many predict Goldberg's going to win because it's Goldberg and he's going to go fight WrestleMania against Roman Reigns. That's the bigger matchup. Those people are stupid. If that matchup happens, that's stupid. Bray Wyatt's the most over act you got. He's the money-making act you got. And your money-makers go to WrestleMania as your champions. Bray Wyatt's retaining his Universal Championship.
I don't see the need to take the title off of Bray. He's doing a perfectly fine job of it. I mean, I think if anything, they're having him face Goldberg, so it's another name slash face that he can add to his wall of shame and just have him do more, because you have to have the Fiend show up, you have to have the Fiend defend the title, and you just need to keep Bray out there, because we don't see him a lot. We don't see him wrestle a lot. The only context we really have for him is the Funhouse stuff, and then he occasionally wrestles on pay-per-view. I mean, he's doing it every month, I think. But the only time we really see him wrestle is like once a month. That's it. That's all we're really getting. He hardly ever wrestles as himself on TV anymore. So this is a good way to continue to establish credibility with him. And this should be quick. This should be short. This should be really sweet. Legit, the Fiend should just end Goldberg. Just end him right there in the middle of the arena.
So
and that's it.
You're going Bray Wyatt?
I'm going Boo Boo. I have to go with Boo Boo.
Going with the Fiend. Hey, 8-Ball, will the Fiend retain against Goldberg?
Nope.
You whore. But I will say this, I'm curious to see how the Saudi crowd reacts to the Fiend, and I'm curious to see how much of the Fiend makes it to the show.
Well, we got full Fiend last time.
Right, but this is Saudi Arabia. This is a little different.
It was in Saudi when he won the title over Seth Rollins.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that in Saudi?
That was in Saudi.
Never mind, I'm stupid.
That was Crown Jewel. That was all Crown Jewel.
Brent.
Corner.
You go to the corner
chat,
for that.
Chat, spam the word corner for Brent at King Ken's corner. Just corner. He needs to go to the corner now.
That was...
Not a Connor, a corner.
Corner, and you cannot take the cookies with you for that. Dude.
Matt, try attempt number 3 at spelling corner.
I'm not telling you you're wrong, but corner.
Corner. Brent, he's not allowed to have fun tonight, chat. His fun privileges have been taken away from him.
He had his fun for this week.
Doesn't matter what he said. It's corner.
Yeah, no, we're not. I'm not repeating what he said.
Nope. There you go. Corner. Yes.
There you go. All right. So that does it, I think, for Super Showdown. What do you think?
Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadio Network. When the full card is finalized, to make your picks. We'll be live next Thursday night to review it all. Next week.
Should be exciting. Should be fun.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff, Saturday night, midnight-ish, we have a big announcement. So you don't want to miss it. GrandTheGreatOfA.com, SuperLive.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio will preview this show, and they'll probably have more answers. Maybe 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights are all pushed 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Now Available. Episode 5 will be available on Wednesday. As mentioned, we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you get your podcast. So there you go. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow and subscribe to twitch.tv/WTLive via Amazon Prime. Link to your Twitch account. Go to Twitch Prime to subscribe for free. And when you buy your battle passes and all these new fancy skins that are coming out for the Season 2 of Chapter 2 in the Fortnite Battle Royale, the Ultimate Battle Royale experience, use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite Item Shop or Epic Game Store, because that's a hashtag ad, because we're hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding!
Now, Lindsay's going to tell you to follow her Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LindsayWard.
Really? Really? You're just going to steal my plug?
She's going to tell you.
Yeah, so I can't tell people to follow me at twitch.tv/LindsayWard. I can't do that because you took that away from me.
I took that away from you. I want to make sure that people know to go to twitch.tv/LindsayWard and follow you there on that Twitch account. I mean, that's the thing they should do. So if you want to tell them to do that, you can, by all means, go ahead and tell them to follow you at twitch.tv/LindsayWard.
All right, everybody, follow me, twitch.tv/LindsayWard. You can also follow me on Twitter at LindsayWard, LNSWRD, and you can follow me on Instagram as well under that same handle,
which is twitch.tv/LindsayWard.
Yeah, there you go. So please go follow me. I promise not to inundate you with notifications, and I am streaming most Sundays when I don't have anything really going on. I do creative maps and fun stuff.
Where at?
Twitch.tv/LindsayWard.
Oh, wow. Follow it now. Do it.
Do the thing. So, yeah. So, everybody check that out. Also, check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211, and all his wonderful content. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. Everybody, sit tight. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get the squad, and then we're going to go run around the new map, and we're going to show you all the fun new stuff that we got for Fortnite Season 2. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you in a few minutes. Till then, bye!
wildtalkradio.com.